Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. In early September, the London Bullion Market Association revealed its inventory of physical silver had declined 22% since November last year. The New York Comics registered silver inventories had also declined 42% year-to-date. The decline in silver inventories in these two exchanges has continued since then. The same thing is occurring with falling gold inventories in the London and New York markets. 3 weeks ago, the Silver Institute reported industrial investment demand for physical silver this year would set an all-time annual record of 1.2 billion ounces. This will exceed supplies from mining, recycling, hedging, and official sales by almost 200 million ounces, the largest annual shortage in several decades. This year will also be the fourth consecutive year of a shortage of physical silver supply versus demand. Over these 4 years, the net silver shortage is projected to be about 525 million ounces. With new mining supplies over the past decade averaging about 1 billion ounces annually, this is a huge cumulative shortfall. As the public became aware of the extent of these silver supply shortages, what do you think happened to the price? That's right, it rose. From the COMEX close on September 1st this year through last Friday, the spot price of silver shot up 30%. The price of gold also rose almost 6%. These price increases are more impressive when you understand that there have been decades-long behind-the-scenes efforts to suppress gold and silver prices, as documented by the growing number of criminal convictions of major bank and brokerage employees for engaging in such activities. For example, with recent trial results, there are now 5 former J.P. Morgan Chase employees who have been convicted or pled guilty of illegally suppressing gold and silver prices. This bank has paid more than $1 billion in fines and penalties to the U.S. government for such crimes. With growing demand for silver, for antibacterial applications, solar panels, electrical conductivity applications, and other purposes, don't be surprised if silver's price 1 year from now is much higher than today. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.